WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Friday, the prostitution website Backpage was shut down by federal authorities. The same day, Bryan police arrested 6 men on prostitution charges. The suspects were arrested by undercover officers at the Quality Inn and Days Inn motels across the freeway from Sam Rayburn School. The men, who range in age from 21 to 63 and live in Bryan College Station in Navasota, are all out of jail after posting bond. They are accused of charging between $20 in crack cocaine to $110 cash for legal services. Their names are online at WTAW.com. Bryan police announced arresting a 13-year-old student for making a threat on social media to others at Jane Long Middle School. Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb says another student brought the post to the attention of school employees.
There was not a lockdown scenario because, again, we didn't have a weapon involved, and the PD felt like the threat was more, just expressing frustration and not a credible threat of actual violence.
The teen was removed from her classroom, arrested, and taken to juvenile detention on a Class B misdemeanor charge of making a terroristic threat. The College Station School District's website has posted what is described as a point of clarification regarding grandfathering in light of changing high school boundaries. The recommendation calls for all current high school students to remain at the campus to which they are zoned now. At last week's public hearing, almost half of the speakers called on extending the grandfathering provision to this year's eighth graders. The CSISD school board holds its third and possibly final workshop on adjusting boundaries of Consolidated and College Station High School today at 5. There is a second location in the Twin Cities to drop off no longer needed prescription medicines. Bill Roberts with the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse thanked the College Station Fire Department for placing the collection box inside the city's municipal court building on Crinic Tap Road. Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon says this will also keep medicines out of the landfill.
And we want to also protect the community against the opioid crisis and keep it out of the hands of people that have ill intent. So this is a secure way to do that.
There is also a drop-off site on the west side at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the disposal of prescription drugs is part of the next household hazardous waste collection event on April 28th. Last month, H-E-B stores couldn't keep up with the demand for reusable shopping bags with portraits of the late singer Selena. Over the weekend, Stripes convenience stores had a run on drink cups bearing the likeness of the Tejano music queen. The Corpus Christi Caller Times reports some of the $3 cups were offered for sale online for at least $30. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. Call or text us this morning. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
If your roof is leaking from recent hail or high winds, Lone Star Roof Systems has you covered. Lone Star will work with you and your insurance company to make sure the damage is covered. Lone Star Roof Systems is local, fully insured, and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Call the Lone Star specialists and let them perform a free roof inspection today. Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click myaggieroofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
Hey, good morning. 710 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We'll start the work week off with some cloudy skies this morning. As the day goes on, it'll try to become partly sunny. We're up to 70 to 75 this afternoon. Clouds will fill back in overnight, 50 to 55. Clouds giving way to sunshine tomorrow, highs 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, we're going to be clear, down to about 50 to 55. Should be mostly sunny for Wednesday, with highs very close to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a big weekend for Aggie baseball as it picked up its first SEC Series victory of the season, defeating LSU 2-1 over the weekend. Coach Rob Childress following Saturday's series-clenching victory.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it allows us to breathe a little bit, and we still got a long road to hoe and a lot of tough series ahead, but, you know, just to win a series 4 weeks in, I mean, it's definitely needed.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, or at least talking about that game. Also, Jimbo Fisher visited with the media Saturday following the team's scrimmage at Kyle Field. So we'll cover all of that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. So speaking of all that, it's kind of a chit-chat Monday today. We're going to
fancy.
At 8:30, we're going to talk to the president of the Bryan School Board. That's Mark McCall. He'll be there here. And then tomorrow, we'll talk to Jeff Harris, who's the president of the College Station School Board.
They don't have anything going on at College Station, do they?
Well, and the thing is, there's stuff going on in Bryan, too. It's just that right now people are focusing. They're talking a lot about what's going on in College Station. So they're having, I think, a workshop session on that rezoning stuff tonight. And so we'll have a visit with Jeff tomorrow to talk about that process as it goes on. So, how'd that weekend go for y'all?
I think I'm still thawing out.
Yeah. When were you at the Chili Fest?
Saturday.
Okay. I mean, like,
I was there both days.
Okay. Now, Chelsea, you just went in on Saturday morning, or
yeah,
what was
so
that
we
about?
We got there a little early, just to get in, and it was a. It was an interesting sight, as it always is on Saturday morning.
What was the temperature when you got there?
43.
Okay.
43.
Right.
It didn't rise much.
Yeah,
at
I
all.
Know. All right, so Zach, you go rolling in.
On Saturday?
No, on Friday.
Oh, on Friday, about 5:30.
Okay, now, so what was your responsibility while you were there?
So I helped throw shirts out for a little while, and that was honestly that was
your
about
arm
the,
sore.
Do we have a
it
cannon?
Was, it
Why
was.
Do we have a cannon?
I don't
for
know
that?
Because they don't want to flip for the stuff that really matters.
Okay, all
but
right.
But yeah, so I helped throw t-shirts out, and I actually did. I think I hurt my arm pretty bad.
You need to get like a giant rubber band thing. Do like a giant slingshot.
Yeah,
deal.
That's exactly what we need.
That'd
honestly.
Be cool. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I did that all Friday, so, and then Saturday I didn't really have duties.
Wait. Okay, so you threw shirts, but how long did that have? That didn't last
like
very
a total
long.
Of 10 seconds.
All right, so and then what did you do?
You threw your arm out in 10 seconds.
Well, I did one
warm
throw.
You didn't
that's
warm
all
up,
it takes.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't warm up, and, right. and it was getting chillier that
all right.
night.
No, it wasn't. No. Not yet. That didn't happen until later.
Yeah,
I was there, Scott. It all was right. chilly.
Yeah, that's what I'm
it
saying.
It was getting
so,
cool.
That's why I'm saying. All right, so what happened after you did this throw fest?
I went to the back and I ate some of the food.
Oh, dude.
And then I went to the tent.
Imagine
drank
that.
Some
Zach
of the,
found the food.
Drank some of the beverages.
Okay, yeah.
And then honestly, I go to Chili Fest. I don't even go to party. And I really don't party at Chili Fest.
Why do you go?
I go to watch people party.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I
fun.
Like to go watch people get arrested because we posted up. The tent that we were at was right by where they had to drag everybody off
gotcha.
to the drunk tank and the right. and the thing in the back, the
so
tent.
Now, here's my question as when the thunder and really more lightning
oh,
than thunder
gosh, yeah.
it hit here I guess about midnight or midnight
uh-huh.
30
yeah
how did that play there I mean
I will
do?
Say Saturday morning I mean I saw a few tents but the amount of people that stayed overnight was down drastically from
yeah.
years before, which is a good thing. They were smart and went home or maybe went to their cars and slept because I cannot imagine being outside in a tent in the middle of that storm.
And that's what I'm wondering about is because, you know, just from a safety standpoint,
right.
I know everybody is 10 feet foot tall and bulletproof. Uh-huh. But, you know, when you got lightning strikes in an open field, when you got a giant stage there.
I'm not sure if there was anyone actually regulating kids who stayed overnight or not. But it definitely was a lot less packed in the sense of just like overnighters than it has been in the past.
I was trying to remember the last time it rained during.
They get rain. Before. I was going to say, they've gotten rain before, and it didn't rain on Saturday during Chili Fest. It was just overnight, which I think might have been a good thing, because although it was a little bit muddy, the amount of wind on Saturday without that dirt being packed down a little bit, it could have been another dust storm circa 2015.
It did rain a little bit late on Saturday. So like whenever Chris Young, the headliner, was up there, it was misting. It wasn't really like coming down hard or anything.
But now, what did you do Saturday? What were your responsibilities on Saturday?
Mine? Absolutely nothing.
Okay. And Chelsea, you didn't have any responsibilities?
No.
You didn't? No.
All right. How many couches did we see?
Very few, again, because of, you bring couches to sleep on, and a lot of people, I think, had already planned on not staying.
You have to walk through the village. You have to brave going through that.
And we did. That's what we did Saturday morning. So we got there early. It was probably like 10:30, and no one went on. Parker McCollum didn't come on until 12:50. So we just walked around and walked through all the frat forts that they built. I was really impressed with a few of them.
An engineering school.
I don't know how structurally sound those things are, though. Honestly, I would be a little worried.
Someone built a Titanic ship.
Oh, did they?
And it was glorious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But
I think that was SIGEP.
Okay. But but we walked through, and like I said, I mean, I didn't see, usually you see like a few passed out bodies here and there, and there was no one. Like it cleared out on Friday night.
And I was pretty impressed by the kids and that they planned ahead. And I think that had a lot to do with it, that they probably all went home and went and changed and then came back. Because there were a lot of people fully clothed on Saturday.
I also think Chili Fest did a good job this year with transportation. They gave people a lot more options of getting back and forth without driving.
There you are.
They offered, I think, shuttles on Friday night, which hasn't been done in the past.
Yep.
And so I think they gave people a better way of getting home on Friday, so less people stayed.
There you go.
It was cold, but we had a great time. It was still a lot of
fun. That's the idea, as long as you have fun.
Yeah.
Safely.
And it was fine once you got, honestly, the crowd was warmer because you were surrounded by everybody.
If you were closer to the stage and you were in the middle of everyone, although you were slightly damp from beer shower, it was warmer than being anywhere else.
Kids throwing their, you know, natty light up in the air.
All right. Yeah,
I was fine. I just couldn't see. There was this tall blonde chick that kept standing up on a cooler in front of me, and I couldn't see the stage. Other than that, it was fine.
Did you know her?
There's proof on theeagle.com.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that
right?
I made the photo gallery.
I spy. There she is.
Zach sends me a photo of myself. He's like, aren't you tall enough already? I just wanted to get a nice, good bird's eye view.
Oh, man. Were you wearing an Infomaniac? We need some
swag.
That was the only thing. Well, there were more things, but what was really disappointing about the weather was you didn't get to see anyone's t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, everyone makes really cool t-shirts for Chili Fest.
Yep.
And everyone was in some form of layers, which was smart. But you had to bundle up. I did wear my Masters hat in celebration of the Masters.
There you go. Okay. All right, here we go. Now, there's been a little weather that came through a few weeks ago. You know, we've talked about roofs and stuff like that, right? 66-year-old guy named Andrew Higdon is a roofer in West Monroe, Louisiana. And back in June of 2016, he put a new roof on a woman's house.
Okay.
Well, she never paid him. She says that they had an agreement that she'd pay him when she got her insurance settlement. But, you know, that hadn't happened. And in December of 2016, he started demanding his money. She didn't have it. And maybe she figured there was really nothing he could do other than just bug her or maybe sue her.
Yeah.
Well, instead, she's kind of wrong, because when she got home one day, she found that Andrew had come by and repossessed the entire roof.
Oh.
He took that puppy off of her house.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it rained.
Oh.
And it caused $11,000 worth of damage, so the woman went to the cops. They've been trying to get Andrew to talk to to him to tell his side of the story, but he's ignoring them. So last week they arrested him for criminal damage and
really?
Trespassing.
For criminal damage? For something that she didn't pay him for?
Right, right.
Like, honestly, I wouldn't take it that far to taking the roof off.
Right.
But the fact that she didn't pay him.
Let's watch for this in the court.
I was going to say, this could get ugly.
It's it
already has.
I'd say he's got a pretty good case if that's the way the story really went.
Yeah,
down.
But he should have just talked to him in the first place.
He should. Well, and I understand you don't want to go through all the legal fees and everything else, getting a lawyer and suing, but. Mm. He would have won.
I mean, she didn't pay him
for services rendered.
That's what I would think. All right, 720 right now.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As Brazos County District Clerk, I will focus all of my energy on three priorities: public service, service to the courts, and employee efficiency and retention. As District Clerk, the clerk's office will improve in all three of these priorities, creating an office that would be admired not just in the region, but throughout the state of Texas. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, in the Republican runoff election on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
722 Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Just talking to a veteran of Chili Fest. Been to a few.
Okay.
Yeah, works at one of the ticket booths there. He said one of the most interesting things he saw was the students who had, well, basically taken the sleeping bags that they had and used a knife or other cutting instrument to basically mold themselves a jacket out of their sleeping bags. Which is pretty cool,
because
mom and dad probably bought it anyway, right?
Yeah, that's
right?
True. That's okay, true. At least they were, at least they were being creative.
Sure.
You know, there were a lot of girls who still rocked the jean shorts, and plenty. And you know, that's fine if you want to, you know, catch pneumonia or whatever. Yeah. But it was the girls in flip-flops that I saw.
Who does that?
You don't do that even if it's 98 degrees outside.
You're supposed to wear your boots.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, and again, I mean, that's how you get tetanus. You cut your foot on a beer can, like,
or
anything.
Just stuff that's in the ground.
A girl,
right?
You know, and especially if you go up near the stage, you're going to get stepped on, and it was just, and then, of course, it was also 45 degrees.
And it was just crazy, too, in that, especially whenever Chris Young got up there, because, again, this was late in the day.
Right.
So they had been drinking all day Saturday. And I don't know how many, there were three or four beers, like full cans of beer that they chunked up on the stage.
What?
No beer
That's
throwing allowed.
That's okay. And then you got some of the artists that like call for that. They're like, hey, throw me a beer. But also it's just like, I don't get that. Like, why would you throw a full can of beer on the stage for an act that you're watching?
Because they didn't pay for it.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Anyway, when it's all said and done, the Chili Fest folks drop a lot of money here.
Definitely.
County, and over in Grimes County as well. So we thank them for what
fun to see the aftermath, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, somebody has to clean that up.
Yeah.
Speaking of kind of a special organic souvenir now from the Detroit Zoo. Free containers of animal poop being handed out to visitors. No, it's okay. It's all right. It happened April 14th. They're going to do it. The event is intended to showcase that the zoo works to recycle. It's called Zoo Poo.
Zoo Poo.
Be given to the first 1,000 visitors. Just as a, you know.
I'm good. Yeah. Thanks, though. What am I supposed to do with this? You just gave me a whole garden.
For your garden.
You put in your garden.
Yeah, it's like fertilizer.
Yeah.
What if I don't have one?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you've
never
been.
And maybe elephant poo helps the roses grow better.
And that stuff is bad. I mean, have you been to the rhino cage at the zoo before?
No.
Ooh,
no.
Lord, hold your nose.
Well, but I mean, that's the thing is they let it kind of dry out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's what you call an anthropogenic nutrient. I use that phrase because scientists now around Walden Pond are saying that they would prefer that there would be a prudent reduction in the flow of anthropogenic nutrients into Walden Pond by people who are swimming there.
I didn't know anybody swam in Walden Pond.
They do. Just letting you know. The translation, of course, is stop peeing in there.
No. Okay. Yeah, no. Please don't.
Scientists at the Paul Smith College in New York ascended on the 64-acre pond in Concord, Massachusetts, and concluded that swimmers who had decided that they didn't need to leave the body of water and have dropped these nutrients in there are hurting the pond.
Well, you know, our
Thoreau
Walden
would be very upset.
I don't know if our Walden Pond is necessarily 64 acres.
You talking about the apartment complex?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is, and I don't think they have that problem.
They got a little pond.
Yeah, I don't think they have
that problem. I don't know if anybody's swimming in it.
I'm not sure. Well, I don't think the swimming is what they're worried about.
Yeah.
It's besides
that. Don't be going potty in the
new continent. Now, see, I was trying to be scientific and upper class.
Uh-huh. Because that's how we are on the Infomaniacs.
Yeah, and you decide to play the potty card. But that's
if you think that's the worst I can say about the situation,
exactly.
You just wait till we get off air.
All right, 7:26, let's do some weather. Shall we do that for you? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, after that chilly weekend, which probably altered some plans for some folks, we're going to have a high temperature today of about 67 degrees. That'll be pretty nice, down to about 50 tonight. With north winds. We'll have north winds tomorrow, but the sunshine comes back. About 74 degrees is what we think we'll see. And actually, we're going to warm up a little bit as we move on through the week as well. So look for a high temperature on Wednesday at about 80, 83 on Thursday, and about 84 on Friday, if they're correct. Right now, overcast skies, and we've got 54 out there.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the latest episode of Trump hate comes from the Houston area. Kelly Burke, a West University Place councilwoman, yelled at a group of teenage girls because one of them wore a Trump t-shirt. The teenagers were in a checkout line at Tiny's Milk and Cookies when they were approached by Burke, who shouted at them, "Grab them by the P-word." When she screamed it again, the girls were afraid the woman was about to go postal. And then Burke yelled, "MAGA, MAGA, MAGA." She was shaking her fist at the Make America Great Again shirt that one of the girls was wearing. Now, the Harris County Constable's Office has filed a Class C misdemeanor charge against Councilwoman Burke for disorderly conduct. When a reporter arrived at her house to get a comment, Burke yelled at him, told him to get lost because she was putting her kids to bed. Now, Councilwoman Burke later issued an apology blaming Donald Trump. Through her lawyer, she said, "I do not believe repeating the words of the President of the United States is a crime. However, I will apologize again on behalf of myself, the President of the United States, and all the media outlets who repeated his words both electronically and in print." Ms. Burke belongs to an organization called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. I guess it's a good thing she didn't have one with her, maybe. You believe the P word really ticks her off that much? Why?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now, get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW news time is 7:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the third and possibly the final College Station School Board workshop to discuss changing boundaries of Consolidated and College Station high schools.
Today's workshop begins at 5. Board members have previously stated more workshops will be scheduled if necessary. And the CSISD website states there's some confusion making its way around the community regarding grandfathering. The current recommendation would allow all current high school students to remain at the high school to which they're zoned now. The new attendance zones would not take effect until the 2019-20 school year, meaning current 9th and 10th graders would have the opportunity to grandfather when they're juniors and seniors in 2019-2020. At last week's public hearing, almost half the speakers called on extending the grandfathering provision to this year's 8th graders. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's a stressful week for kids and parents. Middle school STAR testing begins tomorrow. Clay Robison with the Texas State Teachers Association says the high-stakes tests represent what is wrong with modern education, and it's not surprising that parents are opting out.
It seems like every year more and more parents are fed up with it because they recognize that it interferes with what they send their children to school for.
And with a new A through F rating system, Robison says the annual test has become even more high stakes. Give another public assist to a burglary arrest in the Twin Cities. A witness telling College Station police Saturday afternoon of a man entering unlocked vehicles off Anderson Street also provided photos. One of the officers recognized the man that led to the arrest of Quintarius Terrell, who just turned 17 on March 1st. In addition to being held in the adult jail on charges of vehicle burglary and theft of a firearm, he was held on warrants from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. A Bryan man awaiting trial from a drunk driving arrest last May was arrested for another DWI over the weekend. The arrest report from Bryan police also accuses 43-year-old Jose Shaw of striking a power pole with his SUV on West William Joel Bryan near Brazos Avenue early Saturday morning. No injuries or power outages were reported. Shaw is also being held for immigration authorities. You can be arrested for driving a riding lawnmower on a highway. That's happened to a Bryan man last Friday morning. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, an officer who knows 74-year-old Joe Harvey Adams from a prior traffic stop saw him on his mower on Highway 21. According to the arrest report, Adams was causing a severe hazard to himself and other motorists. Adams, who has a suspended license, was arrested for driving with an invalid license and obstructing a highway. A 13-year-old Bryan Intermediate School student was removed from class and taken to juvenile detention last Friday on a charge of making a terroristic threat. Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb says this happened at Jane Long Intermediate School.
I really want to commend the folks at the school for being on top of these things. The students who shared a concern and the staff who responded to that concern.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the teen was arrested on a Class B misdemeanor charge.
The one thing I would note is that remember that the schools that we go to belong to the staff and the students, and that everything was done correctly in this case. I just want to give them some props for acting swiftly.
Webb says there was no lockdown of the campus.
There was never any weapon involved or anything of that nature. Again, this was just someone kind of spouting off on a social media account.
Webb says parents of Jane Long students were notified shortly after the teen was taken into custody. If you have leftover prescription medicines, there is now a second location to safely dispose of those products. During regular business hours, there is a locked disposal station in the College Station Municipal Court building on Krennic Tap. It's located next to the fire department's administration offices. CSFD was approached by Bill Roberts of the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
This is one of the small things that our community can do for reducing the opioid epidemic issues that we see every day in the news.
There is also a drop-off site on the west side at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the disposal of prescription drugs is part of the next household hazardous waste collection event on April 28th. If San Antonio's Alamo Dome is going to host another NCAA Final Four, it could be without an expansion. Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf says $60 million in upgrades for this year's Final Four were plenty.
I think there's even a couple of suites that didn't get rented, so we got plenty of suites. I wouldn't change a thing.
Wolf was San Antonio's mayor when the Alamo Dome was originally built at a cost of $184 million, compared with today's stadiums and arenas costing taxpayers more than $2 billion. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 54 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henninger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Feel the difference. Okay, there we go.
Feel it.
So we got that going for you. All right, I'll do the weather over here. 67 for a high temperature today. It says we got a 40% chance of rain. Really? Really? Northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. 51 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine. Same thing on Wednesday, too. About 75 for Tuesday and 79 for Wednesday. Will be about 83 for Thursday. Then a 50-50 chance of showers coming in on Friday, but the high will still be 84. 54 right now, and in sports, Well, let's start my computer. Hello.
You guys got me thrown off, man. It's just it's crazy.
What were you doing? I know. Well, hey, you can't leave the room. That's against the rules.
I didn't. No. I didn't leave the room. Okay. I was just hanging out here, I didn't know exactly
what was...
You
want me to say I'm Rob Carolyn? Will that help? Okay.
And I'm Zach Taylor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie baseball's big series win over LSU. Coach Rob Childress following Saturday's series clincher.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it allows us to breathe a little bit, and we still got a long road to hoe and a lot of tough series ahead. But, you know, just to win a series 4 weeks in, I mean, it was definitely needed.
We'll talk a little bit more about the win coming up here a little bit from George Yancha, who hit a big two-run triple in the victory. Also, Aggie softball getting it done on the diamond, and Aggie football had their scrimmage on Saturday. The big one, of course, set for this coming Saturday. We'll hear from Jimbo Fisher coming up in sports.
So apparently some researchers at MIT have invented a new device that has the ability to read your thoughts and send them to a computer.
Oh.
Is that good?
No.
So anyway, everything in your inner monologue there would basically suddenly become your outer monologue.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's scary.
Right now they say the device is a prototype, and there's no word on when they could make the technology mainstream, so to speak, but, you know, nonetheless.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Sorry, Dave.
By the way, 50 years old over the weekend. This is the 50th anniversary of that movie coming out.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Now, have either of y'all seen it?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Okay.
It's space. Chelsea won't watch it.
Now, what caused you to see that movie? Do you remember?
What caused me to see it?
Yeah.
It was on.
Did you see it on television?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You miss a lot.
Oh, because they have to condense it down?
Well, it's just, this you don't get the scope of it.
Something tells me I'd be lost no matter what, so.
And everybody is. I was reading some stuff about it over the weekend. The first words, Chelsea, are not spoken until 25 minutes in.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, and it's about space.
You guys have given me so many good recommendations this morning.
Speaking of no words being used, I really want to see, have you seen the previews for the, Quiet movie or whatever? John Krasinski?
Did he star in it?
So he wrote it, and he's starring in it. And Emily Blunt, his wife, is in it, too.
I did have a friend who went and saw it this weekend, and she said 80% of the movie is no sound, hence the name. She said it gave her anxiety because you didn't feel like you could move or make any noise.
Right.
In theaters now, A Quiet...
Shh.
A Quiet Place.
Quiet. Shh.
I'm being as quiet as I can. You shush.
Shut up.
You shut up. I'll come over there in a second when I'm done with this.
Shh.
That does it. A Quiet Place. Now showing. I'm going to teach you a lesson, Mr. Shutty Uppy.
Shutty Uppy.
So there.
Oh,
but I can imagine. Now, seeing that at home is not nearly the same.
No.
Seeing that in an environment where you're surrounded by others.
Others who are also trying to
And you know
quiet.
What would be really bad, what would be really horrible, is you're there and you're the one who gets the throat tickle. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And you're having to stifle that.
Even if you're just trying to eat, like, popcorn.
Right.
Anyway. Or your stomach's just getting all the grumblies.
If you don't have snacks.
See how all that works out. So.
What's it about? Like, what's the point of it?
There's a creature that will attack
aliens
based on sound.
Oh, gosh.
And so you don't want to make a sound.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
it's like Tremors.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a high-class Tremors.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, okay. Do you see Tremors?
No.
Oh,
my gosh. Really? Kevin Bacon's finest work.
Yeah, you need to get your nose out of the book every once in a while.
I'm just trying to read and become more knowledgeable. I don't know anything about movies. Let's talk about some books,
Do reading like everybody else does. Wait till the bathroom.
Earlier this show, we talked about Hal Ketchum. Hal had a birthday today. And so I mentioned Small Town Saturday Night, the video, and that it was a Western with nothing but little people.
Right.
And
I went and watched it.
And
in all of its glory.
Yeah, and there it is.
There's even little mini ponies.
Yeah, those are Shetland ponies.
Those are mean, by the way.
It was a very interesting watch.
It was another time. It was another time when you could do that kind of stuff.
Back in the 90s.
There used to be wrestling with those kind of people, too.
Yeah. You know?
But to have them dressed up.
Now they have reality TV shows.
That's right, they do, don't they? Tattoo parlors with the small people,
that
right?
That too. Or yeah, well, there's, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, if a chip lived inside your brain and monitored your every memory.
Chips inside my brain?
Right.
Zach's getting not that
hungry. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Could it learn
Is it nacho cheese flavored?
Right. To remember for you. According to a new paper on technology, and this is separate and apart from this MIT thing, okay? The MIT thing, they're inventing this device that will have the ability to read your thoughts, and then, like, you can cast it to your television, or maybe you can somehow get it to go to your computer. But this is a chip that is in your brain. LiveScience.com says the military-funded pilot study has successfully tested what they call a prosthetic memory. It is a neural implant that can learn to recognize your brain activity when you correctly recall new information. And it can also later replicate that activity with electrical signals basically giving you a short-term memory boost. They say this to make you think this is a good thing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
They want to put a chip in your brain that learns how you think.
I'm good.
So they want to read my thoughts out loud or put them into a computer.
And go ahead and then download them into a computer.
Right, and now they want to do this.
And they could put a prosthetic memory system in there. Now, who's to say that they don't pre-program said chip before they put it into your head?
Exactly. Brainwashing.
Exactly. From the inside out. Just saying.
Just saying.
Small test of 15 patients at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. The prosthetic memory system helped the patients improve their short-term memory by an average of 35%. Now, if we're talking traumatic situation that causes you to have the short-term memory loss, that's one thing.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're just talking about, let's take Joe on the street, pop that little thing in between his ears, see how that works out for him, probably not so much.
I don't think so.
Okay. Coming up in before the 8 o'clock hour, the top... And I didn't know there were this many, but apparently the top Doritos flavors.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That you can probably
put
not get here.
Put those chips in my brain.
There you go.
You know the name. Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When Monday morning rolls around, do you go to a job or do you answer a calling? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Over the years, the word vocation has been largely stripped of its meaning. These days, it simply means a job. But the root word for vocation comes from the Latin for voice. It was originally meant to convey a sense of calling, the idea that we're individually designed with gifts and abilities that help us discern what we're to do with our life. For example, teaching isn't just what a teacher does, it's part of their personality. The same could be said for doctors, artists, and musicians. Others may not feel drawn toward a particular occupation, but they understand who they are. So they're happiest when they're being creative in some way, or working with their hands, or crunching numbers. With this understanding, vocation becomes not simply a way to pay the bills, but a source of personal fulfillment. As one author described it, aligning our work with our understanding of who we are breathes life into us. It's important to listen to what our talents and deepest interests are telling us. Of course, making a living in certain fields may not always be feasible. And that's okay. Money isn't really the point. It's about living with passion from the core of who we were created to be, even if that's through a hobby or volunteer opportunities. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, from the start,
acerola cherry,
alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana,
beets, bell pepper, broccoli,
blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen,
pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:50. Fighting Texas Aggie football was back at it again on Saturday, holding an inter-squad scrimmage at Kyle Field. Coach Jimbo Fisher said he saw some good things on both sides of the ball.
To me, it's the tale of two halves. First part of it, I thought the defense dominated. I mean, I thought they played well, created a couple turnovers. The conditions on offense, the wind, the cold, all that, I thought it affected them or what it was, not enough consistency coming out. In the second half, the scrimmage was total opposite. Offense gets tired of getting embarrassed, goes out and makes plays and situations and catching, running, throwing, and the defense, which bothers me a little bit because, I want more consistency.
Coach Fisher and the guys will be back at Kyle this Saturday for the annual Maroon and White game. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. A successful weekend for Aggie baseball and softball. The 19th-ranked guys bounced back from a 4-1 loss to 20th-ranked LSU on Thursday to beat the Tigers 9-2 and 3-1 Friday and Saturday. Here's Coach Rob Childress after Saturday's victory.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it allows us to breathe a little bit, and we still got a long road to hoe and a lot of tough series ahead. But, you know, just to win a series 4 weeks in, I mean, it was definitely needed.
It was a big weekend for the Aggies and a big weekend for third baseman George Yancha, who returned from injury to smack a two-run triple in Saturday's win.
Yeah, sir, it was big, and I've said it plenty of times before that there's a lot of peaks and valleys in baseball, and especially hitting, but kind of continue to compete and give ourselves a chance to win, and we did that all day long. We had runners on base, and I just happened to be the one up in that position to get the big hit for us, and we had guys all day long getting on base and getting big hits, hitting balls hard, just having to go right at people.
With the win, George and the guys improved to 23-9 overall and 5-7 in SEC play. Meanwhile, 8th-ranked Aggie softball was in Starkville, where it rallied past number 22 Mississippi State 4-1 yesterday. They cap off a series win over the Bulldogs. The Maroon and White are now 34-9 on the year and 7-5 in conference play. On the links, Texas A&M junior Chandler Phillips surged up the leaderboard on the final day of the Aggie Invitational to claim his 5th career tournament win, an honor he shared with freshman teammate Walker Lee. Now, Phillips and Lee each finished at 5-under for the weekend as the Aggs claimed 3rd place in the team standings. For the Texas A&M women, they're in Tulsa, taking part in the Dell McNamara Invitational this week. Things got underway this morning at 8:30 at the Tulsa Country Club. The Houston Astros continued to roll over the weekend, capping off a series win over San Diego with a 4-1 victory yesterday. Max Stassi and Josh Reddick each went deep as the Astros improved to 8-2 on the year. The reigning champs will head to Minnesota tonight to take on the Twins at 7:10. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers continued to struggle. They fell to the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday 7-4. They'll welcome the LA Angels to town tonight. First pitch against the Halos is at 7:05 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The only NBA Lone Star team in action yesterday was the Dallas Mavericks, who fell to the Philadelphia 76ers 109-97. It'll be the Spurs in action tonight as they welcome the Sacramento Kings to San Antonio at 7:30. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars wrapped up their season yesterday with a 4-2 loss to the LA Kings, and Ken Hitchcock's first year back to Dallas. They will not be making the postseason. And out on the links, Patrick Reed is your Masters champion.
It's almost impossible to put into words. Just to make the putt on the last and watch the ball go in the hole and know that I won my first major, and you know, to finally end the drought of not winning last year. Was one of my huge goals coming in this year was to not only contend in majors, but also win, get back on that winning circle.
Reed finished at 15 under at Augusta, one stroke ahead of Ricky Fowler and two ahead of 2015 winner Jordan Spieth. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during Truck Month. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge Truck Month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.com.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Branches on the ground, shingles lifted, water leaking, hail damage, all due to recent storms? If you're not sure on how to handle a claim, call the Roofer Girl with locally owned Aggieland Roofing, and they'll get on top of everything for you with a no-obligation free estimate. Be aware of the storm chasers. Use the locally Aggie-owned and operated Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432, or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Chuck, there must be something in the air. It seems like everybody is redecorating this spring.
That's right, Suzanne. And now is a great time to stock up on designer lighting fixtures because Brazos Valley Floor & Design is having a huge inventory clearance sale.
For make-readies or for your home, now is the perfect time to buy.
Come see us on Welburn Road at Rock Prairie and College Station. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, you will always find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, best Dorito flavors. Now, granted, we're talking a corn chip.
Right.
So that does limit you pretty much on what you can do with it. Now, like number 20, though, is white cheddar cheese Doritos.
There's 20 flavors of Doritos?
Yep.
Yeah, I've never had a bunch of these.
Yep.
And I love Doritos.
Number 10 is D'Amato Fiery Habanero.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, that'd work. Get the milk by nearby.
Yeah.
Flamas. Have you had Flamas before?
What is that?
Well, I've had maybe three flavors.
Okay, well, this apparently has a hint of lime in it, which mellows it out somewhat, but it's still pretty warm.
Okay.
Then there's... there's Poppin' Jalapeno.
Okay.
That's in at number 8. Number 7 is your Jacked Ranch Dip Hot Wings Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good,
that
really.
That does sound good.
But again, you get that stuff all over your fingers.
Well.
This one sounds not too bad. Spicy Sweet Chili.
Okay.
You know, because it's got that
kind spicy sweet.
The little Thai thing going on.
Sure.
So that gives you a pretty good idea. And not much cheese taste there. Then there's the, again, Dinamita Chili Lime. I've never gotten chili lime chips. I mean, I understand that it's out there.
Okay.
I understand that it's a thing, and it's maybe a more cultural thing.
Maybe.
Anyhow, so that's number 5. Number 4 would be your Tapatio.
Okay.
You know, the little guy with the sombrero, the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, that flavor. Then it's the salsa verde, and at number three.
I think that's the weird third one I've had.
Okay, spicy nacho, number two. And, of course, number one is just plain old nacho cheese.
Mm. Cool Ranch? Where did Cool Ranch come in?
No, not even in the top ten.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just saying.
That is crazy.
Well, that may tell you, once again, culturally, who are the people who are consuming Doritos.
I just feel
Doritos.
Like that's a Dorito OG. That's like one of the originals.
That's it. There you go. 54 degrees right now. We'll get up to 67. WTAW, College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.